WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Pope Francis's body has been buried after the funeral and procession through the streets of Rome. It's St. Mary Major outside the Vatican, which is unusual. No word when cardinals will get together to choose a new pope. Before attending the funeral, President Trump sat down for a face-to-face meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky at the Vatican. ABC's James Longman's there.
This is the first time since Zelensky was in the Oval Office, and of course that meeting that went slightly off the rails with President Trump. The United States has said that meeting went well.
An Israeli airstrike in Gaza City today killed 10 people, half of them children, say local health officials. Iran's government-controlled media says an explosion in the port city of Bandar Abbas has killed several people and injured more than 700 others. ABC's Marcus Moore.
Video shared on social media showed thick black smoke billowing from the port. Hospitals reported receiving hundreds of patients. It's unclear what caused the explosion.
Our Marcus Moore, this is ABC News. Iran and the U.S. held in-depth negotiations in Oman today over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program, ending the discussions with a promise for more talks and perhaps another high-level meeting next weekend. Luigi Mangione pleading not guilty to federal charges in the killing of United Healthcare Chief Brian Thompson. Prosecutors say that they intend to seek the death penalty. ABC News Chief Investigative Correspondent Aaron Katursky with the latest.
After Luigi Mangione pleaded not guilty to federal charges, his lawyers begin trying to stop federal prosecutors from pursuing the death penalty. Mangione's attorneys have called it barbaric, and they have until June to say why the government should not be allowed to seek his execution. Prosecutors have said Mangione deserves it for allegedly stalking and killing United Healthcare Chief Executive Brian Thompson and for trying to provoke broad-based resistance to the victim's industry after investigators said they discovered words associated with insurance claims at the scene of the crime.
Our Aaron Katursky, Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Something special is cooking in Appleton Saturday, May 17th, and it's more than just good food. It's a double anniversary celebration for two of the town's Caribbean gems. Caribbean Taste celebrates 6 years on the road, and Area 509 marks 3 years in Appleton with a party you won't forget. From 2 to 10 p.m. at 1025 North Badger Avenue, it's all about live music, tasty food, cold drinks, an ice cream truck, yard games, and more. Family-friendly, full of flavor, and pure island energy. Don't miss it.
Ready. The draft is done, and our top craft pick votes are in. We narrowed it down to 10 top contenders, and after hundreds of votes, the winners have been crowned. Congratulations to Old Station 31 Spirits in Dale, the winner of the Mino and the Mayor Top Craft Pick promotion. Plus, just for voting, Rhonda Schrader walks away with $250 in gift cards from our participating sponsors. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Picks, drafting Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin's export economy was already turbulent, and now tariffs could send it into a tailspin. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Businesses and farmers across the state rely on exports, and some of the biggest categories are industrial, electrical, and agriculture. But the value of those exports overseas has dropped in the last 10 years, according to the Wisconsin Policy Forum report. The state has gone from the 19th top exporting state to 21st. Tyler Burns with the forum says the cause is difficult to pinpoint, but factors like labor costs, consumer tastes, and workforce changes all play a role.
Wisconsin is one of the most dependent states on agriculture and manufacturing jobs. And so any disruption to our access to international markets puts a lot of people at risk.
Burns adds U.S. tariffs triggering retaliatory actions could make Wisconsin goods more expensive, potentially causing consumers to seek alternatives. The report looks at state-produced goods, where they're produced, and which countries buy them. Milwaukee exports the most goods, with total exports last year valued at $9.7 billion. That's down nearly 20% from a decade ago. But Burns says this mirrors drops seen in other industrial cities. Last year, Canada, the European Union, Mexico, and China were the top buyers of Wisconsin-made products, accounting for about two-thirds of all the state's exports, according to the report. And the U.S. has imposed tariffs on all of them. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Fox Valley Forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, partly cloudy, 36. Mostly sunny with a high near 60 on Sunday. Slight chance of a shower Sunday night, a low around 48. Monday, showers and storms, 73 are high. Monday night, more storms.
It's 48 at our studios.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Monday's show, we'll wrap up the NFL draft with insight from Mark Daniels and Mike Clemens.
And we'll grab a weather forecast with Brittany Merlot and check in with Kristen Ambles.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Folks, I'm Charlie Behrens, and if you're tuning in, this is the Cripescast on Civic Media.
I'm here with Dan Van Kirk, who you guys remember from not too long ago.
Yeah.
He's on the pod. And we got Billy Deuce, who's also been on the pod. And I figured that we'd just bring you guys all together because, Dan, you're in town for a little bit.
Yep. Happy to be here.
And then, Bill, I wanted you to meet Dan the last time we were doing shows because I just feel like as far as, like, wow, impressions goes and everything.
Yeah, we kept hanging out. And he kept being like, you and my friend Bill have to hang out together. And I'm like, I'm in.
Yeah. The longer we went with hearing like him start doing impressions and all that sort of stuff, I was like, oh, man, it's going to be good when you guys all connect. And unfortunately for you, Bill, like this is the first time you're meeting Dan. We could have had a whole pre-podcast meeting, but I guess screwed up telling you the right time to come in.
Well, sometimes you you misremember what you said. So basically you just suggested that it would be a good idea yesterday.
Okay.
But in your head, that was, Bill, I'll see you at 10 o'clock. We're doing this. Please don't be late. So I text Dante at 10 this morning. I'm like, hey, what time's Daniel coming? He's like, he's here. Where are you? And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, you're on the podcast today. I'm like, oh, good to know.
You just reminded me. Have you guys ever heard? This is a Tig Notaro prank / joke. It's one of the best things I've ever heard. And it works on people like us that always have like, this day I'm doing this and then I have to be here on this day. And then, oh, I can't forget next weekend I'm in blank, whatever, right? Tig has a prank she plays on her friends where just randomly out of nowhere at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, she'll text one of her friends and go, well, everybody else is here, so we're just going to get a table. And then and then you put your phone down and you do not respond.
Oh, that's cool.
For hours. Could you imagine the heat that would start running down your back if you got a text from like one of your friends that you also work with a lot or whatever that's like, mm-hmm. Well, everybody else is here, so we're just going to get a table.
That's funny. Oh, dude.
I would have a mental breakdown.
That's such a move to like just put the phone down and not. Get, there was this one time that reminds me, I was on my honeymoon back when I was married, and we were in Mexico, and I texted, my mom said, are you guys having fun? And we didn't really have service there or whatever. So it was just kind of like, I had service in the hotel. So I said, yeah, we met these really cool guys from a group called Los Zetas. We're having a ton of fun. And then I thought, because Los Zetas, they were in the news quite a bit at that time for being
cutting heads off and stuff.
Well, I don't know. They were a pretty intense gang in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Bad dudes.
And I left it in the hotel room, not thinking a thing. I thought she knew clearly I was kidding. Come back to the hotel.
You got like Denzel Washington, Man on Fire there to save you. Your mom has like hired him to come down and get her son.
Pretty much, man. I mean, my mom didn't. I don't know how much my mom freaked out, but, my
bulletins were sent out to the family?
Yeah, both sides of the family, let's just say, were not happy with me, because there was this guy working there that came up to us when we got back. We were sitting down, like having a drink or something. They were like, excuse me, your mother is on the phone. And I was like, what? How do you know? You need to come with me.
Wow.
And yeah, so that was a bummer, but that's what that reminds me
of. For sure, yeah, because you just send someone into a panic.
Yeah.
I love that you did it by accident.
I did it by accident. I thought everyone knew I was kidding.
Yeah, of course you're joking.
Clearly, I'm not a good communicator, is what I'm learning. I forget things. I can have a conversation with one person and just think I told the whole world that, so everyone knew the deal.
I do
that.
You know? I'm right there with you.
So you made a joke in bad taste, maybe, and... Had you had your phone with you, your mother would have called you and you would have said, oh, I'm just kidding.
Right.
But you left it in the room. And so it escalated to like a law enforcement was involved at the place.
It escalated because her parents were like, what?
Oh,
you know, okay. Neither of us had our phones. So.
But the idea of someone coming up to you and going, there's a telephone call for you. That hasn't happened since we were in like grade school.
Mm-hmm.
Like your mom's on the phone. You need to go to the office.
Right.
Yeah.
Or like movies in the 80s where somebody's at a restaurant. Remember
and
that?
You get
like
a people, call.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember that used to be a thing? Like people would know you were at a restaurant, so they'd call the restaurant.
Mr. Stevens, there's a call for you.
This is what we, people always say, well, what did we do before cell phones? I'm like, we made plans.
You lived your life.
Like you said, I'll see you on Tuesday at 4 o'clock. People and then both of us just went about our lives for 3 to 5 days operating the idea that that is where we're going to be on Tuesday at 4.
And you didn't need 6 more confirmations.
None.
Confirmation before.
None.
Yeah.
You didn't need a Google reminder.
Right.
The amount of time people would like wait around places and they'd be like, well, I guess I'll go home and see if they left a message on my machine.
Yeah. And even before like answering machines, like it became pretty cool to have an answering machine in like the 80s.
Oh, yes.
Otherwise, it was like ring, ring. Ring, ring, you know,
over and over.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. It just rang. It just would not stop ringing.
Yeah. Eventually, the like operator would disconnect you.
Yeah.
So really?
Piss your neighbor off.
It just rang for.
Do you guys think there are any operators anywhere still like doing the plug and play?
That's a really good question.
Hey, did I ever tell?
No.
No, you don't think so. Okay. Did I ever tell
the story about my dad and the payphone thing?
No.
On the podcast? Because I feel like Daniel might like this.
Yeah, say it.
So speaking of like the 90s,
sure.
You know, my dad was, you know, worked for Chrysler his whole career. So corporate
in
guy,
the Boston area,
all over the country. We moved a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just real quick before you keep going on this, Bill, is your mic situated okay?
I feel like it's okay. What do you think, Hannah?
Right now it's really good.
So I'm trying to, okay, try to get up on it.
Close. Okay. I just really want to hear like your vocal folds in my ear.
You want me to do like a Will Arnett? Like, the new Dodge Ram, and I'll do Sam Elliott. Will Arnett. You've reached the operator.
Bateman and I went golfing the other day, and Bateman drives it like a total psychopath. And I'm like, Bateman, I got to get home and do a Ram commercial.
Ram.
So your dad worked for Chrysler?
Yeah. So like he would literally like, you know, didn't have a computer at his desk, like files and a typewriter and like calling people smoking cigarettes. Yep. Like, hey, you need 2 more Dodge Caravans, you know? And so he'd be on the road a lot, and I probably had a beeper, but like the protocol was just you call the zone office and check in.
Mm-hmm.
And you call the dealership, whatever. So like... this wasn't work related, but when we lived in Philadelphia, we used to drive up to Boston all the time to visit my grandparents.
Okay.
About a 6-7 hour drive all the time. And I think it was like the George Washington Bridge was the route we would go through New York. And so one time in like 94, whatever it was, we're driving a whole minivan full of my family. My dad's driving and some dude, like, I don't really remember cause I was a kid, but was like basically trying to run us off the road.
Stop.
And my dad wasn't sure what he had done, but this guy had like, was like losing it. Just this guy by himself, his car was all full of everything he owned, like clearly not a well person. And he was basically trying to like run us off the road. So my dad, like, had we not been in the car, probably would have given this guy what he was looking for.
Yeah.
But he had to be like, I'm a dad.
Yeah.
I'm a dad.
Yeah.
And so he memorizes the license plate.
And you have vivid memory of like looking out the back window or whatever and like my seeing memories this angry car.
My memories are more fleeting, but my sisters and everybody remember it better.
Okay.
And it was bad. And my mother was all upset and we were still far away from Boston. So it was probably an awkward ride the rest of the way through Connecticut. But So anyway, my dad, you know, memorizes the license plate. And my dad's retired now, and I'm sure this particular Pennsylvania state trooper is too. So I think everybody's having fun.
Statute of limitations.
Tell you know we're about to get a good.
So yeah. my dad's coworker, let's say, she works with him, and her husband is a Pennsylvania state trooper. Well, my dad goes, "Hey, so-and-so, this guy tried to kill me and my family." It's the greatest thing. And I feel like any mass state trooper would probably do this today. Yeah. But the guy's just like, "Oh, yeah, hang on. Oh, it's Joe Schmo from Schaumburg, New Jersey," you know. And my dad's
been there. Yeah. Gorgeous place.
It really is.
Weird name.
Schaumburg. Great factories. So anyway, you know, my dad gets the guy's info, you know, thanks, trooper so-and-so, whatever. And for years... still has the phone number, I think, in his wallet or the desk. My dad, when he's on the road, say 2-3 years later, whatever it was, if it occurred to him, he stops for a coffee or to take a pee or whatever.
I love where this is going.
He goes, "Oh, I think I'll call Joe Schberg and remind him that I haven't forgotten." So the thing my dad would do is call.
From a payphone?
Yep. And the guy, I don't think the guy almost ever picked up, but there was an answering machine and he knew it was the guy. And he would go, "Hey, Joe, this is the guy you tried to kill on the George Washington Bridge in 92. I just wanted to let you know I haven't forgotten. And when I get around to it, I'm coming to get you." For years.
That's a good dad. Years.
Oh, my God, dude. That's something people would make a movie about.
And yes. every once in a while, my dad will be like, because he still has the number somewhere. My dad will be like, "Yeah, I should call that guy." And I'm like, well, we're living in an age now where he could probably find you.
No, let's call him. Star 69.
Star 69. Oh, what a tool that was.
Oh my god, dude!
But I like how your dad does this mafia style, only doing it from a payphone.
Yeah,
brilliant, man. Brilliant. One day he's gonna put the payphone down, start walking away, and that payphone's gonna ring again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and he's gonna walk back. It's gonna be like dramatic music, and he's gonna pick it up, and the guy's gonna go, "We gotta meet." Yeah. You know, and you and your dad.
The guy's finally like, "I can't live like this anymore." Yeah. Just do it. Just make it quick.
I think if the guy asked me, I'd be like, "Yeah, let's do it." I'm not even saying for violent reasons. I'd be like, "Let's hash it out.
Let's
talk about what was going on that day. I got some things I need to say. You obviously have things you need to say."
It was 92. The Phillies had just lost the World Series. I was living out of my car.
Yes.
You had a brand new Dodge Caravan, you know.
Every time because I've been driving around, I just had wonderful shows in Milwaukee at the Laughing Tap. Shout out how much I love Wisconsin and the people here. But I've recently, like, when someone rides up on you, like you're in the left lane going the appropriate 81 in a 70, right?
Yeah.
Which I think is a totally fair speed for the far left lane.
Well, I mean, that's a little past the speeding limit.
Right.
Like 79.
Exactly. So if you're going fine. 81, you're definitely...
You're dancing with the devil right now.
Well, I know. The most I'll go is 83.
Okay.
But pace of traffic, if I'm 81, I'm definitely not going slow.
No,
you're right to be in the left lane.
Yeah,
right?
You're doing it.
Somebody comes flying up on you. There used to be a me that would get like angry.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's a part of me that goes, "Hey, let me get out of the way." Because I want you to go get that ticket for us.
Exactly.
Yeah, like the scout.
You need to view that person as doing you a favor.
You're exactly right. And I have the exact same outlook.
And you need to say, like, and now I have done, I do a thing sometimes, like, let's say, let's just keep it simple. Two lanes. I'm in the left lane. I'm going 81. Passing a semi that is going a 79. So that's going to take you about anywhere from a half a mile to a mile pass on the long end of that differential of speed. If a guy comes flying up on me, or woman comes flying up on me at 87, like 87, Toons is the cat.
Toons is the cat.
Yeah. Comes flying up on me at like an 87. You know what I'll do? What? I'll be like, "Hey, I'm obviously going faster than the semi.
Give me a second.
Give me a second." And I will hold up the finger. And I'll go, "Just a sec," right? And normally they'll just stay on me, and I'll just keep that finger up until I get over.
Yeah.
Sometimes they will back off, right? I was driving recently, and I wish I could remember where it was because I have been on the road so much, but I was driving recently. Oh, I know where I was. I was driving from Boston to Providence, Rhode Island, to do shows in Providence. Wonderful shows though. Absolutely loved it. It was great. And it was like during March Madness and all this stuff. And
wait, you're telling me you ran into an app driver between Boston, dude, Massachusetts, no, and Providence, Rhode Island?
That's what's the crazy part. We're about to go, we're about to go the other way.
Oh,
guy comes rolling up on me. I'm going 81, passing a semi, going 79. Gets way too up. I give the hold on a second, right? Guy does the wave, slows down. Wow. I then get over. I look at him. He gives me the high sign. I give him one back, and I go, that's how this is supposed to work.
Wow. I feel like
he was that, like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I'll give you a second. So I get around. He gets off my ass. I get around. Then he gives me a have a good day. I go right back to you. Everybody was so happy with that exchange.
Two members of society who are able to exist in society.
It was
together.
So nice. It was like getting into a warm bath. I was like, yes, you obviously, for whatever reason, are driving way over the speed limit, mm-hmm. but you understood I was gonna pass, so you mm-hmm. gave me a second, and then we waved at each other, and I'm like, maybe we will make it.
They're out there.
I think you're bringing up a really good point here. Is maybe the problem isn't the people, it's not the drivers, maybe the problem is the lack of communication tools we have. We have blinkers that say go right, go left, but to say we need this as a little flashy light.
The amount of times I thought about a scrolling marquee.
That's exactly
that you
what I'm
put
thinking
in your
my head right
rear
now.
Windshield and type in like,
give
definitely going to pass. Give me a second.
Yeah. Or like, you know, I have thought about that a million times. You couldn't have like a radio because then it would get abused. Right. But like, you know, like a limit of how many characters, but just like, I'm moving. Give me one sec.
Yes.
Or slow down. There's a cop up in front of me.
Yes.
But like your point about the mentality. So I've told these guys a million times, but like living in Boston for 20 years, I'm not a natural Bostonian. It's not a thing that feels good for me.
Sure.
My family's used to it. They've got the thick skin, but I would like, I don't really get that angry usually, but when you see me creep into a level of anger, it's always on the road.
Sure.
And in Massachusetts, it was getting to a point because I had like, I was a musician and I would have these gigs in Boston a couple times a week. Driving from Natick, Massachusetts to Boston, this is 14 miles, would take me 2.5 hours.
That's
oh my God,
insane.
Dude.
Insane.
I mean, how could anyone not go insane? Meanwhile, the whole time you're like, I'm not going to make it on time. And you're dealing with a million other people that are miserable.
Miserable.
And so for the longest time, I would get road rage, never to a violent place, but like it was possible, which is not good.
Yeah.
I don't like
no,
that.
I mean, I'll do some brake checking in my life.
I was telling him yesterday, I had to stop doing it in Milwaukee because people aren't used to it.
They'll hit you.
Like, I was just brake checking people when I moved here. Like, that's what you got to do in Boston. Yeah. Just be like, hey, face, if you want to play this game, I'll play it. And here they're like, holy shit.
You want to dance with the devil by the pale moonlight?
But your mentality is exactly the approach I'm taking is the, listen, this asshole does this all day, every day.
Every day.
So do I have to be the one to give him what he's looking for? Right. No, there's a million other apps who are waiting for him. So I will move over and he will go hopefully get what he's looking for. Yeah. And I'll have nothing to do with it.
Well, sometimes too, like, you know, we're lucky enough that like, we don't really live these normal lives, like comedy and entertainment and stuff that we do. So sometimes what I'll also do is like when I find myself, if I'm on the road or even in LA, where I catch myself needing to go from Santa Monica to Hollywood at 5 p.m., I'll think to myself when somebody's like angry driving, I'm like, they got to do this every day.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they're mad. I just happened because of the way a meeting worked out or I was lucky enough to book something. And when I rapped, I'm just stuck in what is there every day.
You move it into gratitude.
And I go, these people are fighting with each other,
you know,
every morning, every afternoon. I just happened to be in the wrong end of the pool for a little bit.
That's a very healthy way to think about it.
And I'm not, don't get me wrong. You know me well enough. I got enough Midwestern like this son of a bitch.
Yeah.
But like, I try because at the end of it, like,
yeah.
Although, do you guys suffer from this of like, you really like seeing how down you can get your original expected time from GPS from one place to another?
Oh, that's like, Yeah.
So I also have that problem too, where I was like,
I think that is borderline a sexual experience for Dante doing that.
Cutting, just shaving time on GPS, on Google Maps.
He's the guy on your ass, by the way, in the fast lane.
Dante is the guy on your ass for sure.
He's not happy.
But if he lets me get over, I'm fine.
He will.
I don't like, I don't, only if I'm like late. I'm typically late. Life is so much better if you're not late.
Oh my
God. You can just observe so much more instead of, as soon as you're late, it's tunnel vision.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to get there on time. You're riding people's ass. And then, but who's the person that when they drive up on you, they look at you?
Iowa.
Yeah.
Iowans look the most.
Really?
They will, as they pass you, they will hard turn you the whole way driving by.
That's because it's Iowa and they know everybody. And they're like, who the f*** is this guy?
I don't know that Taurus.
Yeah.
They also know there's nobody in front, because nothing says I disapprove of the way you're driving, like driving a speeding bullet in the opposite direction while you're looking a different way, you know?
That's so true.
Yeah.
That's so true. I found that I was like, I remember I was doing shows in Iowa and I'd never noticed so many looky-loos every car that I passed or passed me. Just a hard, like,
look. That's really interesting. I got to pay attention to that next time I'm in Iowa.
Some people, they'll evaluate the whole train as you go.
Mm-hmm. You know, Iowa's an interesting place. You know, like, they've got, like, that. Do you guys know that's the birthplace of the chiropractor is Iowa?
No.
Yeah. A lot of people think chiropractor, oh, it's like this Eastern kind of, like, meditative, like, practice.
Sure. No, maybe. It was Chad who couldn't get into medical school. Iowa.
It was this dude, David Daniel Palmer.
Yeah.
One of those dudes who thought his middle name was important, you know, and he was working at a magnetic healing facility.
I'm in already.
He was working at a magnetic healing facility where they just like, you know,
he was on the cusp of some promising alternative medicine.
I mean, this dude wasn't vaxxing before they even invented vaxxes. You know,
I mean, he was probably way ahead of the whole crystal thing, but anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so this is 1875, and I don't know when they invented the vaccine.
Let's go with it.
Penicillin, something around that time, I don't know. Anyway, so he is a magnetic healing facility where, I don't know, they just hang you on a fridge and you're healed, I guess. And there was this janitor there, and the janitor had a crook in his back, and David Daniel Palmer, he was deaf.
He was literally the first DDP.
DDP saw this deaf janitor with a crook in his back, and he said, "Hey, can I do an adjustment on you?"
And the guy said, "What?"
He didn't say anything.
And hey, can I do an adjustment on you?
He took the silence as a complicit. Yes. Yeah.
I'm trying to mop. All right, sorry, go ahead.
And so he just did it. And, you know.
Then he made a hole.
And then it worked, I guess.
What you don't hear is that the janitor died immediately.
Yeah.
But the second adjustment was successful.
Yeah, very.
He heard the voice of God saying, "Welcome home, my son."
You know what I'm thinking with the magnet thing could have been? You said 1875, so we're getting out of the Civil War. Maybe they're pulling musket balls out of people with magnets.
I don't know what you guys think. Chiropractician.
Yeah.
Chiropractic?
Chiropractors.
That it is the sushi of the medical field.
Oh, now how do you mean that now?
Like, on one end of it, you're going, what is this? What are we even doing here?
Yeah.
And then on the other end of it, you're like, this is excellent.
Mm.
Yeah. So there's like, because there's like crazy gas station sushi, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like other sushi where you're like, this might be the best thing I've ever had.
Right.
And so then I think with like chiropractor, there's like places where you go where they're like, this is not only going to cure your acne and your limp, you also are going to be like a more
loving
person. You were late. Yeah. And then the other end is like almost sports medicine of like actual like relieving pressure in certain areas. But you can get this like gambit of just like, one end is like, you're going to be a better athlete. And the other end is like, we use unicorn blood. Right.
Yeah,
it's it can be. It's all got over
one
the place.
Foot in the absurd and one foot in legitimate medicine.
Yeah, and any sort of chiropractor can sort of choose which right. way they want to go with it.
Yeah, chiropractor, there was this one, someone sent me this thing talking about how, this was back when everyone was getting loony with COVID. They were talking about how nicotine would help prevent you from getting COVID, and sent me this 2-hour conversation with a doctor who was saying it. And I said, first thing I said, let me guess, he's a chiropractor. And she's like, how do you know? Have you heard of
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Pope Francis's body has been buried after the funeral and procession through the streets of Rome. It's St. Mary Major outside the Vatican, which is unusual. No word when cardinals will get together to choose a new pope. Before attending the funeral, President Trump sat down for a face-to-face meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky at the Vatican. ABC's James Longman's there.
This is the first time since Zelensky was in the Oval Office, and of course that meeting that went slightly off the rails with President Trump. The United States has said that that meeting went well.
An Israeli airstrike in Gaza City today killed 10 people, half of them children, say local health officials. Iran's government-controlled media says a explosion in the port city of Bandar Abbas has killed several people and injured more than 700 others. ABC's Marcus Moore.
Video shared on social media showed thick black smoke billowing from the port. Hospitals reported receiving hundreds of patients. It's unclear what caused the explosion.
Our Marcus Moore, this is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Day three of the NFL draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Green Bay, where it's the final day now of the draft. Last night, the Packers adding two players on offense, tackle Anthony Belton out of NC State, and another wide receiver, Savion Williams from TCU, GM Brian Gutekunst.
Just so versatile, so many different things. I think he's one of those guys that Matt and his offensive staff, just the creativity they can use this guy in so many different ways that, we were really excited to get him. I think we did some good for the Packers. We got a big day tomorrow, a bunch more picks, and the board's looking pretty good, so we're excited about it.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Cardinals 3-2 in St. Louis. NBA, the Bucks beat the Pacers in Milwaukee 117-101. Bobby Portis.
This is the biggest game of the year, being down 0-2, being at home in front of our great fans, our great crowd. Want to put on a good performance and, get a dub. That was the biggest thing.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Fox Valley Forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, partly cloudy, 36. Mostly sunny with a high near 60 on Sunday. Slight chance of a shower Sunday night, a low around 48. Monday, showers and storms, 73 are high. Monday night, more storms.
It's 48 at our studios.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Power Boat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Located on the Menominee River, you'll be seated up close so you can witness all of the high-adrenaline drama. The races are free and perfect for the entire family. Racing will be fierce with up to 100 powerboats and 18 heats a day. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the entire day. It's Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. Free for the whole family. You won't want to miss this awesome event. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page or contact the Marinette Welcome Center at 715-732-4333.
Buying or selling a home? I'm Haley Newlands with Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Folks, I'm Charlie Behrens, and if you're tuning in, this is the Cripes Cast on Civic Media.
Yeah, chiropractor. There was this one. Someone sent me this thing talking about how this was back when everyone was getting loony with COVID. They were talking about how nicotine would help prevent you from getting COVID, and sent me this 2-hour conversation with a doctor who was saying it. And I said, first thing I said, let me guess, he's a chiropractor. And she's like, how do you know? Have you heard of him? And I was like, I don't know. And no shade to chiropractors.
No, that's what I'm saying. There's some that are actually amazing. You get to sort of like fall where you want to.
I have heard people tell stories like of absolute revelation as patients. I've always, cynical guy, so I'm always a little weird about things like that.
I've done a lot of chiropractic work, but I've had some where I'm like, this person's creeping me out.
Yeah.
And then I've had other ones where I'm like, oh, you work on that football player?
Did you ever have one of them stick a needle into one of the muscles in your back?
Are you saying different from acupuncture?
This was I went to a physical therapy thing, and part of it was a little bit of chiropractic.
I think acupuncture is legitimate.
But this was acupuncture, but it wasn't that she was putting a bunch of needles in. She was putting needles in one at a time until she hit the muscle that was causing my back issues. Mm-hmm. And it was immensely painful. Mm-hmm. She said it would be. And I was so hungover. You and I had gone out and you sent me to this person.
I remember that?
Remember I was laying on this floor?
You were debilitated.
Okay, so it was here in Milwaukee?
Yeah. It was in Milwaukee. You were debilitated. You were just on the ground, not able
to get up.
Wait, I've lost the thread. Debilitated from being hungover or debilitated from the procedure
back,
or combo?
Okay, so a back injury from a car accident, extremely hungover from...
You got that guy's phone number?
Drinking.
Let's call him right now.
Yeah. And so Charlie go, you got to go to this person. He like booked the appointment.
I was before, and they did the needle thing to me too.
Okay.
So so when I was hungover, by the way, like at this time I was like 50 pounds heavier.
Sure.
So I'm hungover, I'm sweating insane. You would think I'm having a heart attack. And I'm on her table. I'm drenched in sweat. Her table is drenched in sweat.
Yeah.
She stops and goes, are you okay? And I go, yeah, I just sweat a lot. And she's like, you're not having like a medical emergency, are you? And I'm like, no.
Constant.
So now that I'm in my head about it, my body's like, let's sweat twice as much. So she's trying to work with me. She's like slipping off of me.
Oh my gosh.
And she's got these needles. And she does it, and I'm trying to be tough.
You were going into your back?
Into like a nerve.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, like it was so painful. And she's like, I know, but after a while, it'll feel better. Got up from the table to leave. Couldn't walk to the reception desk. And she's like, just wait. So I had to stay there for like half an hour. Horrible pain for like 2 hours. And then the next day, I was fine.
You purged it.
It worked.
Your body purged it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now it comes back, but like,
sure,
that was an example of a type of medicine I would have been skeptical of, because all things are possible only through the Lord. So how is science going to help me? But I was skeptical of it.
That's a great joke.
And
he's serious.
I was wrong.
So sure. Yeah, but that was a PT. That was a physical therapist. Mm-hmm.
She was worried about me. She thought she needed to call it.
I was worried about you too. You were also sweating in here.
The sweating she was worried about.
When did you end up on this floor? Before or after the procedure?
Before. So I came in. We were going to shoot something. I laid down on the floor about my back while he was working on his computer. And then something happened and I quite literally could not get up.
Oh my gosh.
And he's like, do you need me to call like an ambulance? And I'm like, I don't think so. But let's give this a little while.
Yeah.
And then
I got the dolly, just wheeled him downstairs.
what a experience. But but anyway, you know, like those types of medicines, there's some legitimate
Yeah, I'm a believer in acupuncture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And look, I'm not... No, I feel like I got to backtrack on this chiropractor thing because I know some chiropractors, but the last time I went to a chiropractor, I had a substitute chiropractor, you know, like.
So they were doing the lesson plan from the day before.
Yeah, I don't know what he was doing, man, but he was on one. Like he was like, oh, yeah. Like
he wheeled in a big rear projection TV on a cart into the office. He's like, OK, guys,
he's got one of those visors with the fake blonde hair. Yeah. Spiky's coming out of it, but it's not.
We're going to watch Rudy. Stretch your back out.
That's so great.
No, this dude just violently cracked my neck in the most violent manner. Like I was like to the point where I didn't want him to do the other side. Mm-hmm. He did it again. I was just so thankful I wasn't paralyzed at that point. Oof. I was like, all right, that's it for me and the chiropractor. And also when I first went to the chiropractor, they were like, have you been in a car accident? And I was like, no. And that scared me into getting a plan. But then I talked to someone else who hadn't been in a car accident and they said the chiropractor said the same thing to them. Yeah. So I was like, oh, maybe that's a sales thing.
Nimmo back at the track. Goal!
Dahl on the track, Dahl at the wall. Goodbye! Home run!
Fly ball right field. Hit a ton! We're tied!
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
There goes the runner, swing and a miss. Throw to second is in time. Oh, Contreras.
Hit on the ground hard towards third. A backhanded diving play by Durbin. Pops up, bounces a throw across, and he got it.
Today, the crew take on the St. Louis Cardinals at Busch Stadium in St. Louis.
3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. The yo-ho changeup. It is dazzling.
Gone! Christian Yelich, a grand slam, and this game is broken open.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It is a chilly day in St. Louis for game two of this three-game series between the Brewers and the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the On Deck Show, built by Menards, alongside Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you here today. Brewers looking to even up this series after dropping game one last night by a final of 3-2. The crew handing the ball to right-hander Quinn Priester here this afternoon. They will be opposed by their old foe, Sonny Gray, on the mound for St. Louis. We'll talk to Josh when we come back after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
Buying or selling a home? I'm Haley Newlands with Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty, your go-to gal for real estate across Wisconsin. From Madison to Milwaukee, Milwaukee to Green Bay, I've got you covered. I run a relationship-based business where you're more than a transaction. I focus on what matters most, you. That means smooth deals, less stress, and more money in your pocket. Let's turn your real estate goals into reality. Call me at 920-410-0296. Because with me, you're not just a client, you're family.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Time for us to kick off our quick daily NFL draft update. I'm Todd Michaels.
And I'm Terry Barr. Todd, more than 200,000 people are enjoying the Green Bay area every single day of the draft. Now the player picks continue, and here's our personal picks for things to do this weekend.
This is dubbed as a true tailgate experience. Stop in at the bar on Holmgren Way from 1 until 11:30 tonight for a taste done up Wisconsin's way.
Need some laughs? Overtime Grill on South Broadway has free comedy at 8. That could be just what you need. And if you're still around Sunday, there's a noon flag football game in the 2000 block of Holmgren Way.
And Terry, we hear some fan favorite Packer players will be on the field. Fun, food, and football. It is the NFL draft in Green Bay. Catch all of your Packers draft updates from sports reporter Mike Clemens here all weekend. For more information, log on WGBW.FM or WISS.FM. For Terry Barr, I'm Todd Michaels.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards from Busch Stadium here in St. Louis. Brewers and Cardinals getting set for game two of this three-game series. And Josh Maurer, Brewers trying to even up this series after dropping that one last night. They've lost three in a row, and it's been the lack of home run that kind of stands out a little bit. Just not a lot of power. They're getting hits in these games, but they haven't put them over the fence, and that's the easiest way to score in this game.
You know what's interesting, Lane? For the first few weeks of the season, it felt like every time the Brewers lost, they were wide margins. That's not been the case here this week. Actually, they've lost three straight games by only four runs total. So they've been in every game, and I was looking at it. In each of these three games, they've had the tying runner in scoring position in either the eighth or the ninth inning. So they've had chances, and a home run would really help you in those spots. They've been waiting for the big hit, it feels like, since they had the win in San Francisco on Tuesday night, and it just hasn't come. Now, hopefully today they can come up with some more of those, although Sonny Gray is going to be a tough customer. He always is.
Yeah, he's always tough. The Brewers have been able to defeat him, but it's been low-scoring games where he just hasn't gotten a lot of run support when he's made starts against the Brewers. In fact, he has never beaten the Brewers in a Cardinals uniform. This will be his 17th start overall, though, against the Crew. Quinn Priester gets the ball for the Brewers. He's been a real pleasant surprise for the Crew. They've needed him so far this year.
Yeah, he's one of the guys who stepped up in the absence of some bigger names. Now, you take a look at his first three starts as a Brewer, he hasn't given up more than two runs in any of those.
And they could use that again today against a really good one, as we said, in Sonny Gray. More of the On Deck Show, built by Menards. When we return, we'll chat with the manager, Pat Murphy, after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's Famous Sausage, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Crew, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Pops Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Carbliss, Island Resort and Casino, Fellow Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and Wisconsin Dental Association on the Brewers Radio Network.
Save big money on all of your Purdy tools to help you finish your next painting project. Menards carries Purdy paintbrushes, roller covers, prep tools, trays, kits, and more to help you get the job done right. Purdy brushes have been handcrafted in the USA for 100 years and are the number one brand preferred by professionals. Save big on Purdy painting tools and don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Dear baseball fans, swing into action with Toyota's 2025 lineup. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility all-star that delivers in the clutch. On deck, the spacious Grand Highlander, followed by the fuel-savvy Corolla. Next up, our slugger Tacoma, bringing upper deck power every at-bat. And rounding out the lineup, the playmaking all-hybrid Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. The Pat Murphy Show is brought to you by Concordia University. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University, live uncommon. Well, Murph, some tough news on the injury front with Garrett Mitchell, who's really gone through it throughout his career in the big leagues, but does provide an opportunity for Daz Cameron, a legacy of a former Brewer in Mike Cameron.
Yeah, it's tough news on Garrett. He really has endured a lot. And I know this will make him stronger, but at some point, after four straight years of having something, I don't think this is very serious, though. But or hopefully he's back soon. But it does give another person an opportunity. And Daz Cameron has really been sensational in AAA, and he's got some big league experience, and we're excited to have him.
I'm sure for him, very proud to put on Brewers uniform. He was a young kid running around the Brewers clubhouse for a couple of years when Mike was with the Brewers in 08 and 09, and he was teammates with Ricky Weeks, so I'm sure this is kind of full circle for Ricky a little bit, too, to have Daz here now as a player.
Yeah, you know, when we signed him earlier this year, you know, guys were telling stories, and our equipment guys were telling stories. Jason Schauger remembers Daz and his brother when they were young, and the different pranks they would pull on him, and it was delightful thinking about it. And he just seems like just a tremendous spirit, and I'm looking forward to having him on the club.
Back with more with Murph after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
Looking to buy or sell your home? You need more than just an agent. You need a partner. I'm Haley Newens with BHHS Water City Realty, your go-to gal for all things real estate. I'm a relationship-based gal, meaning I focus on you, your goals, your needs, your future. And that means a smoother transaction and more money in your pocket. Let's make your real estate dreams a reality. Call or text me at 920-410-0296. Because with me, you're not just another deal. You're a priority.
All eyes are on Wisconsin as the NFL's 2025 Player Selection Draft is finally here. 250,000 people are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
Our citizens are just so excited to welcome hundreds of thousands of guests to the city of Green Bay. We're thrilled about it. I mean, the economic impact is going to be substantial. $20 million roughly in the metro area, and then I think $96 million is the number that's being used statewide.
It's the second time Wisconsin is hosting the draft, the first in 1939. But do you know where? Was it Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer's coming up.
The smallest NFL city, but the biggest heart.
And with the main campus all around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the very next day. By the way, the Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton and AM 1100.
Hush, chill, repeat.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, Bill Byman, Arch, Brewers and Cardinals getting set for the middle game of this three-game series. Brewers hand the ball to Quinn Priester. This afternoon, it'll be the veteran Sonny Gray for St. Louis. And Murph, last night, Craig Yoho really is starting to look like he's settling in a little bit more on a big league mound. He gave you an inning and two-thirds of quality.
As we go through these tough times and aren't playing the type of baseball we want to, you've got to look for those positives. And Yoho was one of them. I mean, he just, the more and more he settles in, the more and more he gets comfortable in the big leagues, we think he can be effective.
This is kind of a fun situation for Caleb Durbin this weekend, too. We did not talk about it yesterday, but he played collegiate baseball at Washington University Division III school here in St. Louis. That is such a tough thing. And you've said this already, especially for a position player from Division III to eventually fight their way into the big leagues. So I'm sure it's cool for him to be in St. Louis, proving a lot of people wrong.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, he's such a great spirit. And you think about people that have come from Division III as a position player to make it to the big leagues. I know there's no other one in the big leagues, but there's one on our team, and he's special. And you can see why. I mean, his energy and his attack to the game. He doesn't possess the physical attributes that a lot of big leaguers do, but he makes up for it in his mentality and his energy that he goes about every day with.
You will face Sonny Gray, veteran. Not a lot of secrets with him, but a very quality pitcher, of course. What's the key to trying to be effective against a guy like Sonny?
Yeah, Sonny's been awful good. He understands pitching. He's a great athlete. And the breaking ball is his key. You know, he has confidence in it. He'll throw it at any time. And he throws a good enough fastball with enough movement on it that keeps you honest. So he's always been very tough. He's one of the best in the league. It's why he gets paid what he does. And he's been very consistent. You know, the key is to not let you start thinking along with him, because he's a fox out there. So you just got to see it and hit it and not really try to plan for it as much, because his sequencing is what it is. He is smarter than people think, and he understands and can read your swing and see if you're looking for something. But, you know, it still comes down to baseball. You have to be in the moment, in that now moment for that pitch, and you win those pitches, you got a chance to win the game.
All right, Murph. Best of luck this afternoon.
Thanks so much.
Pat Murphy with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We're back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
It's party time at Cousin Subs. For a limited time only, Cousin's 2-foot party subs are back. Choose from the ham and provolone, Italian special, or turkey. Each party sub is just $39.99, feeds 5 to 8 people, and requires 24-hour notice to order. And now you can complete your party by adding a party chip bag and a dozen chocolate chip cookies for just $4.99. Order today in-store, online, or on the app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
Deck Show built by Menards before game two. The Brewers and the Cardinals here on a overcast Saturday afternoon. Today's injury report is presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. You just heard Pat Murphy talking about the move to get Daz Cameron on to the big league roster. And that has, of course, Garrett Mitchell going onto the injured list. It's been unfortunate. Garrett's had to deal with injuries throughout the course of his career. This time it is a left oblique strain. Also of note, Blake Perkins has been transferred to the 60-day injured list, and so it's going to have to wait until almost the end of May before Perkins could get activated this season. Let's move along to today's keys to the game. They're presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup, like the all-new Tacoma, the Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. My key for the Brewers, you're going to have to play a more crisp defensive game than we've seen throughout the course of this road trip. They've committed 5 errors in this.